With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing an executive order to pay tens of thousands of TSA officers who've been working without a paycheck during the partial government shutdown. It is unclear yet whether this move might translate into shorter wait times for thousands of passengers at airport security lines as the budget impasse continues. And White House border czar Tom Homan says federal immigration officers deployed to assist airports could remain in place until TSA operations get back to normal. Talks in Pakistan pushing for an end to the war.
Pakistan says top diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are participating in talks in Islamabad. And Pakistan's prime minister says he and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have held extensive discussions on regional hostilities. The talks in Pakistan come days after the U.S. offered Iran a 15-point action list as a framework for a possible peace deal. Egypt says the meetings are aimed at opening a direct dialogue between the U.S. and Iran. On Saturday, Iran eased some restrictions on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz, agreeing to allow 20 more Pakistani-flagged vessels to pass through the critical passageway. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities in Los Angeles deployed tear gas near a federal detention center, made dozens of arrests following the No Kings rally over the weekend. Police say 74 people have been arrested for failing to heed a dispersal order. One person was taken into custody on suspicion of possessing a weapon. Final Four is all set. They don't call it March Madness for nothing. Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will be taking on Arizona next Saturday. This is SRN News. Human rights campaign losing some influence. Here's Michael Harrington.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in California considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and it would bar any and all protesters from approaching members of that congregation, except with their consent. This is SRN News. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting a feared attack outside an American bank in Paris has been stopped.
French authorities say police have stopped a suspected bombing outside a Bank of America building in Paris. An investigation has been opened and investigators have placed one person in custody so far. RTL Radio reported on Saturday officers had spotted two suspects near the building overnight, with one trying to light a device. RTL adds the second suspect got away. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the rapid police response and that security forces had stayed on high alert amid international tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea claims Kim Jong-un watched a test of an upgraded solid fuel engine for missiles that they claim can reach the United States mainland. State media say the test boosts the country's strategic strike capability. More details, srnnews.com.